Okay. Do we have the...
Okay.
Only thing, whatever the trustees have to talk about.
Whatever you guys have to talk about.
I don't really, maybe we don't need a closed session. I don't know, is there anything that anybody's aware of that? I will just bring up one thing, which is that, you know, trustee Barrett and Harvey have communicated a little bit with Paul about approaching Wolf Creek on, you know, some negotiations there and...
Uh-huh.
And, I think that clearly could fit under this, under the closed session requirements, wouldn't it?
What's it in regards to?
Well, what's that?
What's it in regards to, acquisition of...
Well, just, yeah, the possibility of a possible merger of some kind and being, yeah, go ahead.
I can begin to believe that, first of all, it's extraordinarily preliminary. There's been no actual conversations recently with the Wolf Creek folks. But over the course of several years, we've had a sort of a stop and start, drop the ball approach to interacting with them, specifically over sewer integration. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, it would make sense for our sewer to go to Wolf Creek. They have a very advanced microfiltration system down there that converts it to secondary water, go figure, environmental benefits and all that sort of stuff, potentially lower cost. And we've been in a position where we've had conversations with them about that, and it always sort of boils down to, do we really want to do it now? Mm-hmm. How long are the lagoons going to last? What sort of things are going on there? But I think there's a renewed appreciation for what either a spectrum of things might look like from a shared services agreement, say administratively, mm-hmm. or equipment-wise or repair-wise or whatever, to a full amalgamation where you do the whole thing, you know, pro forma board conversations, all those sorts of things to look at what an amalgamation might look like. And it ultimately, I think, is the strategic direction that the district should move towards. I mean, mm-hmm. bigger is better in this business that we're in. You just develop economies of scale. So Jim's made a lot of sort of suggestions there, and we'll defer to sort of...
Well, and it's just... I don't claim to know much about this, and I know I just do know that gold is water, or water is gold, and that, yeah.
So is Harvey.
What is sewer?
What is sewer?
Then, Harvey?
What sewer, is sewer? That's gonna be. They're all precious. I think it would be for the end user, all of you included. There would be there's duplication of work and labor going on where if some things were taken care of, I would like to see fewer districts in that Ogden Upper Valley total. Mm-hmm. And so anything that would, you know, that being said, I want to be very clear when I say if Powder Mountain or Summit were to do their own district, that's great. Providing that water and sewer were not part of that. these are just my ideas, but I would like to see the water, especially the water and sewer become a part of Wolf Creek and then start setting a standard where that we could start taking the 72 districts that are up there in that valley, which is ridiculous.
72? Wow.
And start chipping away at those.
I have no idea.
So that's, it would be good governance on every, whether it's a district or political or whatever. I also want to say, because we're in closed session, it has no political, it's going to be it's the biggest fight. When you start, I learned this from out at the fairgrounds, you start messing with guys' water, you're looking at mm-hmm. guns and knives, and this is a big fight. Mm. And I don't want it to be a fight. What I want it to do is be a bunch of reasonable heads and that. So you will see my desire, passion to move towards having a combined district. There's some infrastructure things that I'm becoming aware of that all of you probably know of as it pertains to this, but it would be nice if it were absorbed into a lot more users and the water and everything else just all came together that way. So I would like everyone on top of the mountain to succeed, especially financially as it relates to land values and what they have and also services, mm-hmm. so that you can fill a koi pond or a hot tub whenever you need. so.
That was my next thing.
I think the preliminary intentions are there to at least broach this subject. And like I say, we've had a stop and start with sewer, so we can dust that off, and there's some big engineering issues with infiltration and the like, and that might be a pretext to be talking about shared services and redundancies and some other sorts of contingencies, so it's very preliminary, but I think it's worth the board understanding that there is consideration for.
Is the goal then to merge just the sewer portion of the?
There is no goal, there's a goal to.
Provide better services.
To recognize if there are redundancies, or if there are opportunities to drive down costs to the end user.
With all due respect, do we need two managers and two maintenance guys and two, you know, I mean.
Or ten.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, there's definitely economy of scale with that.
So.
Right.
This is a.
So, I mean, I think that we can kind of at least see where that goes. Paul's expressed a willingness to participate. I mean, anybody else that wants to participate can certainly be on there.
I will tell you that there are, the district is going to face some severe financial hardships, especially with this infiltration issue. And it probably, as we have, as a board, many times been very critical of Summit, for a variety of reasons, we're going to go to other districts with hat in hand. Particularly Wolf Creek, and they've already expressed this, to say, let's work together. We have some infrastructure crisis coming up, and but the reality of it is, my concern is long term. The district will have some very difficult decisions to make when we really look at some of these larger projects that are going to cost in the millions to fix. And so I think we should be very proactive at looking at that, because I think for this district, for sure, it'll help offset and alleviate some of our future decisions that we have to make specific to old and aging infrastructure.
Let me just add one other thing, just to give you another. This is a side, I agree wholeheartedly, and I will admit to you that well over a year ago, I met with the manager of Wolf Creek, and we were in a Walmart parking lot. That's how formal this meeting was. And we talked about some of those issues that are common to us. So, and that's where it didn't go any further from there, because I got consumed with all this other stuff that came at us. But I will say to you this, from a standpoint, just to help add impetus to this, that I see, because of, well, I guess more than anything, because of health reasons, I don't see my tenure being any longer than 15 more months, you know, at best, for this district. So,
well, then you need to get an irectomy.
Okay.
You know what that is?
No.
Well, if you're not seeing very well, you need to cut that nerve between your eyes and your tail, so you don't have such a crappy outlook on 15 months.
Talk to my oncologist about that, would you, please?
It's an expensive procedure.
Yeah, very expensive and rare. And so
you need some kind of a plan. There's some motivation.
There is motivation, and I wholeheartedly agree that to get to, for example, if we could get Rob and their board take on this and let him manage it. He's only got one other helper. He would need someone like Evan. So we're not planning anything that isn't going to be able to be sustainable.
And Carrie's going to be okay, right?
Yeah.
I'm fine.
Yeah. She just goes wherever we go. So from that standpoint, there's impetus to move this along. And so I'm very much in support of it.
Okay.
It's a good move. Well, I will just add and say that you know, we joke about it earlier in the meeting, but the reality is I think that this district is in a much better place than it was a few years ago. I don't say that to pat ourselves on the back, but to say that I think that we're headed in the right direction. We have work to do still, there's no question, but I think it'd be wise for us to take the opportunity of using Paul and his his abilities as best as we can moving forward for the time that he's here. And I am, for one, even though we've had our setbacks, really pleased with where we're headed, the trajectory that we're on, and where we're headed. So I think all of you deserve some thanks for that, from all the way from the attorneys and the consultants. I hope we can get that passed along to Bob and Mark and all of you as board members, and of course the management team as well. So anyway, I appreciate all that you do.
Can I bring up one more thing?
Yes, sir.
There was some talk, at least with me, with regards to the size of this board, whether it's 5, 6, 7, how we retain that, and then the composition dynamic of the board. Is there any discussion while we're in closed session that we should have now?
Let's get an iffy on closed session.
Oh, it is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it would be. It's not on our agenda for the
acquisition of
open
no property
session.
Or pending.
Does it need to be an agenda item?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Iffy.
No, we can only, in other words,
okay,
we can only talk
list?
About.
That's the legal.
I'm sorry.
That's the legal word. Is
it to discuss the acquisition
of real
property.
Okay.
Or,
yeah.
All right. Sorry. I made a
mistake.
So
give me the wet blanket.
Yeah. I think it's a conversation we need to have for sure.
I think the sooner the better.
Does this need to be an agenda item for
next
another
month.
Meeting then? And I'll say another so that I'm not bound into another.
Do we have a date for next month?
We'll have to get one.
Okay. Anything else under the closed session, under the closed session, the way that the statute reads and specifically clarifies what we can talk about?
Can we talk about Summit Phase 2 in this session? Is that
in regards to what?
In regards to compliance issue. Specifically the plan.
Pending
the
litigation.
Plan.
Are we gonna get sued?
It goes under pending litigation.
If you think it's pending or reasonably imminent litigation. I don't think so.
I've given up on the definition of reasonable in these
yeah.
areas.
That would be a no then. Probably.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so.
Yeah. That needs to go on the next agenda. Okay.
A couple of us can walk out after the meeting if you want to talk. So.
Yeah.
Well, I was very pleased. I suppose this could be commentary on an action item already, that we've obtained the
annexation
for phase one.
Send a big bouquet to
I think it goes without saying that was an action that was required on the basis of the development agreement. It should have been done a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And as much as I feel sort of a sense of group congratulation, I also am somewhat chagrined that actually what drove this actual annexation was not any compliance recognition or moral authority of this board. It was actually an uprising among lot owners who had intended to build that ultimately threatened to withdraw their projects. And I just want to reemphasize the importance of standing up for ourselves in areas of critical non-compliance. I mean, I think we need to stick to our guns at a certain point.
I'll just
when
call
there's,
Ronnie.
When there's agreements that have been made and if there's non-compliance, I think we saw ourselves short.
Just call Ronnie.
Bob, when I made that comment in the other meeting, it was more, it wasn't that it had all been done in the right way.
Oh, no, and I know
that. I just wanted to make sure that they knew that was important to us. And
it certainly is. And
so, anyway, I'm glad it's... Whatever drove it, it's done, and I'm happy about it.
That was kind of the strategy that we had discussed, though, letting the customers of Summit and our customers know that, you have more power than we have. And ultimately, that's what it was that
it's
created
all,
this.
It's all whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm, any other discussion, I'll move to adjourn our closed session, go back into public, get Jeff on the line, and then make a motion. I don't want to get ahead.
No.
I'd like to make the motion that we leave the closed session and go back into the normal session.
Second. Oh, he's second.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Do you need to change the recording real quick?
Yep.
You need to